Greetings, dear friends, in our Savior's precious and worthy name. Once again, I want to direct your attention to something said by Isaiah the prophet some 700 years before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's found in the 55th chapter, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If you are a regular listener, you may remember that we have already noted that God's ways and thoughts are superior to ours because of who He is, the Creator of the universe, and because of what He is. For one thing, He is the omniscient, that is, the all-knowing God of eternity. And we have noted that as such, His thoughts concerning the home and marriage are as far above ours as the heavens are above the earth. The world has come up with some new expressions, so they think. One of them is called free love. Another, a little older, is new morality. Well, both of them are just sugar-coated pseudonyms for old-fashioned sin, old-fashioned immorality. If you will, listen as I read from Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 to 15. And I'm reading to you from a paraphrase. Listen to me, my son. I know what I'm saying. Listen. Watch yourself, lest you be indiscreet and betray some vital information. For the lips of a prostitute are as sweet as honey, and smooth flattery is her stock in trade. But afterwards only a bitter conscience is left to you, sharp as a double-edged sword. She leads you down to death and hell. For she does not know the path of life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't even realize where it leads. Young men, listen to me and never forget what I'm about to say. Run from her. Don't go near her house, lest you fall to her temptation and lose your honor and give the remainder of your life to the cruel and merciless. Lest strangers obtain your wealth and you become a slave of foreigners. Lest afterwards you groan in anguish and shame when syphilis consumes your body. And you say, oh, if only I had listened. If only I had not demanded my own way. Oh, why wouldn't I take advice? Why was I so stupid? For now I must face public disgrace. Drink from your own well, my son. Be faithful and true to your wife. Pretty plain, isn't it? But let's go on. Let's read from the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 24. He's referring to the counsel that the parents would give to their son. Their counsel will keep you far away from prostitutes with all their flatteries. Don't lust for their beauty. Don't let their coyness seduce you. For a prostitute will bring a man to poverty, and an adulteress may cost him his very life. Can a man hold fire against his chest and not be burned? Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? So it is with a man who commits adultery with another's wife. He shall not go unpunished for this sin. Excuses might even be found for a thief if he steals when he is starving, but even so he is fined 7 times as much as he stole, though it may mean selling everything in his house to pay it back. But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool, for he destroys his own soul. Wounds and constant disgrace are his lot, for the woman's husband will be furious in his jealousy, and he will have no mercy on you in his day of vengeance. You won't be able to buy him off no matter what you offer. Very plain, is it not? And so it is from Revelation 21 and 8 where we read, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderer, and fornicators, or whoremongers, and sorcerers and adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Friend, be not deceived. God is not mocked. And whatever you sow, you're going to reap. The wages of sin is death. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all those that forget God. But today for you, turn believingly. Turn in repentance. Receive the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, and He has for you a gift. Surely His ways are above our ways, as the heavens are above the earth. For His gift is eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.